USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The first actions taken by the now Democratic-led U.S. House in its new session, measures that aim to end the government shutdown, but the bills are certain to miss their target. Neither bill includes any money for the wall that President Trump wants on the southern border. The president saying he won't sign anything that doesn't have at least $5 billion for a wall, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he won't allow a vote in his chamber on any bill that Trump won't support. The president making a surprise visit to the White House briefing room yesterday says,
"You can call it a barrier, you can call it whatever you want, but essentially we need protection in our country. We're going to make it good."
North Korea is warning the U.S. to stop meddling in its affairs with South Korea. An editorial in the North's state-run newspaper says the U.S. does not appear to want to see improvement in relations between the two Koreas. This is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
At least seven people are dead after four vehicles crash and turn a stretch of Interstate 75 in Florida into a wall of fire. Two semi-trucks and two passenger vehicles involved in the crash that spilled 50 gallons of diesel fuel that then caught fire on that highway near Gainesville. Investigators have released a composite sketch of the suspect they're seeking in the shooting death of a 7-year-old girl in the Houston area, a shooting the family believes was racially motivated.
15-year-old sister Alexis is the only eyewitness to the shooting that claimed the life of Jasmine Barnes.
He was white and he had blue eyes, and that was it because he had a hoodie on so I couldn't see his hair, nothing like that.
Alexis says the driver of the red pickup had a 5 o'clock shadow, not a beard. A $100,000 reward has been offered for a tip that leads to an arrest.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. On Wall Street, stocks tumbled again yesterday on fears of a global economic slowdown. And this is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The new U.S. House of Representatives sworn in yesterday, and it's history-making, as it's the most diverse U.S. House ever. USA Radio's Wendy King has a closer look.
For the first time, more than 100 female House members were sworn in, including the first two Native American women and the first two Muslim women. Congress has overturned a two-century ban on hats so that Minnesota's Ilhan Omar could wear her hijab on the House floor. Pelosi has sent a letter to President Trump inviting him to deliver the State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress on January 29th. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Pope Francis is calling for American bishops to change their mindsets and to aggressively go after any priests who would abuse children. Francis telling them in an 8-page letter that the scandals have shaken the faith of the church's credibility. He says the church cannot deny or conceal such sins and crimes any longer. And the number of Hollywood hits being directed by women has hit a 20-year low. The annual study of the film industry known as the Celluloid Ceiling finds only 8% of Hollywood's top films in 2018 were directed by women. That's 8%, down from 11% in 2017. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.